We start off talking with Vandals baseball coach Nick Casey this morning. And coach, game in yesterday against the Staunton Bulldogs. Looks like hit the ball pretty well, just couldn't quite string anything together to get some runs going.
Yeah, we left several opportunities on the base paths. We had runners in second and third several times with less than two out and couldn't get the base hit or the ground ball or the fly ball to get any of those in. And it just kind of compounded because they added on a run or two, and we were unable to keep pace with them. And then it got to the point where later it was just an insurmountable lead, so to speak. And we just left some chances on the base pass yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. Sometimes you got to come through with those bigger hits or it's going to get that way.
Yep. Yeah, you know, there was a couple times just a ground ball. You know, the infield, they were playing it back, and if we just get a ground ball, we get a run across, and we didn't get the ground ball or the deep fly ball or the, you know, we just didn't do what it took to get a few runs across the board to keep it within striking distance, and it ended up costing us.
Well, Coach, looking at the week, you came into the week, got a win on Monday, a come-from-behind win there, and that was a nice way to be able to come back after being down a couple of runs going into the seventh.
Yeah, it's always nice to get those wins, and they're exciting, but if you're around baseball long enough to know that, you know, walk-off wins when you're down multiple runs aren't the norm.
So no.
we were fortunate to do that stuff, but it is nice to get the win, don't get me wrong. It's just that we just need to be cleaner throughout the game so that it doesn't come to that, you know. And you've been around baseball to know enough that you can do a lot of things right and still lose, and you can also do a lot of things wrong and still win, just the way the ball bounces or a duck snort hit or a, you know, anything can happen. So we're young, and some of the times we're seeing the youngness, the youth show up, and there's times that the youth come through when you don't expect it, and it's just the way the game goes. We just need to be more consistent so that we're not having to scramble in the last inning to come up with the win. We've got the potential. We just need to be consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. And, talking about the walk-off wins and, you know, the one that sticks out, I know, is Hillsborough a little bit because you had a big lead in that one and it got away and then you're able to win it and get the walk-off. And like you said, those are exciting, but it kind of shows that there's some other things going on too.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. And the disappointing part is we pitched the ball good enough yesterday to get a win. And, you know, most of the time your pitching is the key to the whole thing. And when you pitch good enough, you know, throw enough strikes, you know, throw enough good pitches to keep the team in the game for the offense a chance to rally. It's just kind of disappointing that we get the kind of pitching that we need to have a chance to win and we didn't come away with it.
Talking about the pitching a little bit, and Brady Elder and Jack Lewis have been two of the main guys you've used so far. Some other guys have pitched too, but those two have kind of been the bulk of it so far. And for the most part, they've given you some good innings.
Yes, that they have. Jack Lewis right now has got a little issue with his shoulder blade, so we're kind of trying to nurse him back into condition. So he'll be all out. I don't think we're going to even try to throw him today, so we're looking at next week. So, but, yeah, Brady has done a really good job on the mound of giving us chances to win. We don't have the strikeout thrower, you know, the guy that can go out there and strike out 10 and, you know, just dominate the game. We're going to have to make plays, and it starts with throwing enough strikes that you don't compound problems with walks. And so far, Brady has done that and gave us a chance to win ball game just by throwing enough good strikes to give us a chance.
Yeah, that's a big key. And we've talked about that for years, but throwing strikes is so huge because if you don't complicate it and add extra base runners, it's a big deal.
Yes, very much so, because, you know, the game's tough enough alone to get a hit. And then when you just somebody on without them having to earn it. We've always had this saying that, you know, leadoff walks 120% times they score.
Yep.
And it seems like that happens all the time. And we pretty much eliminated the leadoff walks and made teams, you know, earn their way on base. And it sure makes a difference when they have to earn their way on base.
Absolutely. It sure does. Yeah, you put them on base, especially like you said, to lead off the inning, and you pretty much count on that guy scoring.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think yesterday we did walk a few, but twice, I think, a walk scored. And then, you know, we made an error on a ball. That one scored. I think only two of the six actually was, you know, the guy earned their way on the base. The next guy earned their way getting to third. And the next guy did what his job to get him in. And, you know, if you make teams do that, you've got chances to win. Unless, you know, it's just one of those days where everything they hit finds a hole, but that usually don't happen. So, yeah, the leadoff walks and the walks in general are really key to keeping the ball game manageable.
Coach, got me thinking a little bit, too, with Staunton, who's got a lot of good athletes right now, and baseball-wise, they've improved a lot over the past few years, and Gillespie has, too, to the point that they're a really good program, and you already had Greenville, you already had Hillsboro that were pretty good programs, so the conference, oh, and Southwestern's always good, too, yep. So the conference is pretty strong.
Yes, it seems to be, and we just started yesterday, of course, the Hillsboro and the Greenville game early as a non-conference mm-hmm. game, but you know they're close, and we've always played them twice. The next time we play each one of those teams will be the conference game, and it just doesn't matter. No matter what kind of talent, the games are always going to be dogfights. No matter who we're playing in the conference, it just seems like that's just the way it goes because everybody's trying to line up their number one or number two pitchers to throw against each other, and that's how it should be. So it's going to be tough to scratch out wins in the conference, I believe.
And we've always talked about that too, and that always makes it tougher on you and on the Vandals because you've got conference coming up, and a lot of the teams you're playing don't have conference right now, especially the NTC schools. So you're trying to line up your top pitcher for those conference games, and it kind of makes it tough on the other games a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And if you've got four quality pitchers that can throw strikes, you can scratch out some of those games. But if you're 3, 4, 5 don't throw strikes and they're throwing their number one or number two in the middle of the week, it makes it kind of difficult to compete in some of those games. And so far, we did a nice job of giving ourselves chances with our performances on the mound to win some of those midweek games. So I hope it continues, and that's the goal. But you know as well as I knew, we're really, really young in a lot of places, and sometimes that youth's going to rear its head.
And pitching is one of the areas you're really young, for sure.
Yes. One positive, Chase Kerlock, who's been out with a broken thumb, he got a little bit of action yesterday. He's been cleared. He's going to get some more action today, and then next week we're going to get him back on the pitching conditioning. So hopefully by the end of next week, Chase Kerlock will add him to the rotation. But once again, he's only a sophomore. So to your point, we are very young on the mound.
Coach, talking about some guys offensively, and we talked about Cale Conrad, but he just keeps hitting.
Yes, he just keeps hitting. He sets the tone, and yesterday he hit a ground ball to second base to start the game off and beat it out on a bang-bang play on an infield single to a ground ball to second base. So even if he doesn't barrel it up, he's still a threat to get on base because he gets out of the box so fast and gets down the line that it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And hopefully he can continue that the rest of the season because that's big to have the leadoff guy set the tone for the game, and so far he's been doing that.
Another guy yesterday, Connor DePue, had a couple of hits, and he's been a little slow out of the gate, but it seems like he's starting to get things going, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's starting to understand because, you know, he's a sophomore too. So, mm-hmm. You know, earlier in the year we had him up more in the top of the order, and you see more curveballs, more breaking balls, more changeups. And, you know, with a younger hitter that hasn't seen that a lot, it's a change. So we moved him down, and I think he's getting more fastballs and less pressure on him, and he's starting to find the groove a little bit. So hopefully that continues.
You know, you just said something that made me think of it. He is still just a sophomore. We've been watching him play all year in football and basketball and now baseball. You kind of forget that he's just a sophomore, that Andrew Casey's yep. just a freshman, that Quentin's just a freshman. You kind of forget yep. that by now.
Yep. Yep, we're extremely young in a lot of places, and the hope is that the veterans, the Andrew Kellys, the Carson Lotts, and the Aiden Joneses can, and Kale, of course, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully they can carry the load, and when the ups and downs of youth rear its head, that they can steady the ship and keep us going, because, you know, they played a lot of ball, and that they've all got potential to really be a threat offensively, and that they just need to be consistent to keep us going in the right path, because, you know, it's going to be up and down with you.
Well, Coach, you got two games coming up today. You get A&M and Nokomis. Good thing, because you need to get some games in after just a couple this week.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be Caribbean type weather. Mid-50s in the sunshine. And so I don't know if you knew, but we pushed the game
yeah.
time to 11 instead of 10 to kind of combat the frost that was on the ground today. So we're starting at 10, and hopefully it'll be a nice day, and we'll get, you know, two games in, and hopefully we can get both of them. And we're going to throw a lot of pitchers today, so hopefully they can keep us close and get some guys in and get prepared for next week, because the next week's another. We got two conference games next week, Tuesday and Friday. So we got to get offensively, get our rhythm, and start putting together some crooked number innings instead of one run. So that's the goal.
You know, it was kind of crazy yesterday, as cold as it was, to think on Monday when had a game, it was 75 degrees.
Oh, yeah. It's funny in Illinois to play baseball this time of year, but it was beautiful day on Monday, and then Tuesday rainy and miserable, then Wednesday rainy and miserable, and then Thursday we were thinking about playing, and then we looked at the forecast and thought, okay, it's supposed to be raining, it's supposed to be 40, and we made the right call because it started raining and sprinkling around 2:30, 3 o'clock here, so. And then yesterday, what wasn't too bad, and today's going to be almost like living in Florida today compared to the rest of the week.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's just too cold. I mean, we don't think about that very often, but sometimes it's just too cold and windy to be out there trying to play ball.
Yes, the wind is the main thing. People can take the temperature. It's that wind, and fighting that wind is the tough thing. So today's supposed to be a perfect day for the 1st of April to be playing baseball. So it's going to be an enjoyable weather day, and hopefully we can play good baseball and come away with two today.
Coach, appreciate the time this morning. Go get a couple today.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.